Blog Talk Radio.
So much, and you know, I made a decision to do a show before I get started this morning and do what I do. Basically, I wanted to do a show early, you know, no chat room. Maybe I will open a chat room, you know, but just talk about the value of a woman's worth, literally. And then I also want to discuss a decision that I made not to do an elusive interview that was subsequently tentatively scheduled to be done in a couple of days. And I'll tell you why I'm not going to do that interview on my show, because basically it's about integrity and it's about respect. And just I made a decision that I'm not going to be into that energy because I don't, you know, agree. It's not really that I really don't agree with these, you know, people, and I'll go into it, but I'm not, you know, canceling the show because I didn't even set it up yet. Well, I'm not canceling because I don't agree with them. I'm canceling out of respect for the originators and different things of that nature. So we'll definitely go into that. You know, but, again, I love that song, and, you know, I used to do ballet, teach myself ballet when I was little, and that's a song I love to, like, do my little ballet to move the body all slow, keep the leg in air, twirl, whatever, you know, so I love this song, and, or dance to my shadow on that song, love it, beautiful, meditate with it, you know, but, you know, a woman's worth. Let's just discuss some facts about women, you know, that we just don't get that proper accord that's due to a woman, you know. And the facts remain. A woman is a hard worker. A woman definitely is necessary and to society. And I just want to let you all know some facts, and, you know, fact check it yourself, as I always say. Now, according to the government data, talk about women, married, single, whatever, a woman. If a married woman goes outside of the home and works, she increases the family income by an extra 93%. And when she does that, her husband, he only increases his share of housework by an extra hour a week. That's according to, you know, gathered facts. You know, it's easy to forget the mother, you know, and the work of a mother. They know the value of the mother, you know, and the woman, but why is it so downplayed, you know? You know, there's more women in poverty than men, and women work harder than their male counterparts. When a woman changes from working as a homemaker to work in the workforce, her work schedule expands at least 20 hours a week. Any woman that gains a husband or marries or whatever, she adds about 5 hours of domestic work to her week. Mothers who work spend at least 85 hours at work and housework. 85 hours. 85 hours. Homework and labor. 85 hours. Women represent 2/3 of all poor adults. 50% of elderly women live in poverty compared to 20% of elderly men. Despite technology, advancements in technology, the amount of time a full-time housewife devotes to her work remained unchanged since 1910. It remained unchanged. There are over 8 million women raising children with no dad. And that makes me go to a thought in which there was a show on another person's show about the single mothers making boys out of sissies. I think that is just ludicrous and disrespectful to the struggles of a mother, and that, you know, we have to remember that some of the greatest minds were raised by single women. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of people, you know, fail to recognize the facts as it relates. Dr. Bill Cosby, you know, they don't call him doctor. There's just so many people you can name that's been raised by the hands of a single mother, a struggling single mother. You know, Tupac, one of the most imitated rap artists to this date, in which there are now colleges trying to do studies and different things in the nature of his phenomenon. Just so many. Les Brown. We can just go on and on. So, less than 50% of women get full child support. So, you know, child support, in my opinion, is a big joke in Milwaukee. You know, actually, it's my opinion that they're racketeering for a number of reasons. You know, but the fact of the matter is that women, they don't really get full child support, less than half of women. So, you know, they're supporting their children beyond what this government hyped about child support. But you know what? Women in the United States, they work more than any other developed country than women in any other developed country. They work more than any other women in any other developed country. The number of women experiencing stress-related diseases has exploded. Women get at least 2 hours less sleep a night than they should. And for each extra hour a woman works outside of home, it only reduces her homework. Housework by 30 minutes. She's putting in extra work in the home, in the boardroom, as well as the house. The average divorced woman, she will lower her standard of living by 27%, but a divorced man raises his by 10%. That's right. 70% of elderly care is done by women. 70% of those who care for the elderly are women. Women are 250% more likely to babysit grandchildren than men. A woman's household with no husband earns an average of $23,000 a year compared to a male household with no wife, which earns $36,000, almost $37,000 a year. You know, society is failing to respect and honor the worth of a woman. Even tax laws. In the tax laws, you can deduct more for raising horses than raising children. You can deduct more for raising horses than raising children. And remember, we got great race horses. A wealthy nation, and there is a large percent of our children living in poverty. Our children in the United States live in poverty at a higher percentile than Canada, Germany, and Japan combined. You know, it's something funny that if a man married his housekeeper, the total value of goods and services produced in the country goes down. They do marry their housekeepers, and the gross domestic product goes down. But when a housekeeper marries her boss, the value of her work is no longer considered part of our country's economic well-being. Mothers need a lot of help. And all over the world, there are people just bending over backwards trying to help the mother in other developed countries. You know, there's a lot of statistical data that supports that fact. In government positions, women work harder than their male counterparts. Let's take Congress, for example. Women in Congress, they introduce more bills, they attract more co-sponsors, and bring home more money for their districts than their male counterparts do. The worth of a woman, literally. Women work harder than men. And, you know, we're all entitled to our own opinion, but the facts are the facts. So, you know, you can agree to disagree, disagree to agree, whatever, that's your life, you know. But the facts are as they are, you know. And, you know, I think about Shirley Chisholm. They attempted to deny her from coming to the debates and forums. I think it was all white males, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a national media program, and they attempted to discriminate against her for being on the platform. She went to court, and they forced her to, or they forced the media outlet to allow her to come on there. And I think she was brighter than all of them. She was just dynamic, you know. And the sad part about it was, now Shirley Chisholm, you know, she broke a lot of barriers. The sad part about it is that it was a black man, and who prevented her, in my opinion, from achieving that status that could have changed the world. This he was like a Judas, you know. He was by her side all the way. To one of these conventions, and at this convention, he played her to the left. He flipped script without her knowledge. And I remember watching, because they were recording her, you know, live, going around, and I saw the way she became emotional about it. And it's very reflective of today. You know, it's not just what I'm saying about black men, it's people are doing each other. Like recently, I just found out about a snake in the grass, you know, but it's not even worth discussing. The snake just revealed herself, you know. But, and you know what about a snake? No matter how many times a snake sheds its skin, it is and always will be a snake. So, how you kill a snake is to cut the head off. That means that don't deal with it, you know, because making excuses and cutting at the tail is still going to live. But anyway, back to basics. That's the situation as far as a woman's worth. You know, women work hard. And very often are women discriminated against. And not just the woman, but the child is too. Who's doing the discrimination? The facts that I gave you, you can, you know, look at the U.S. Bureau of Census, Poverty Statistics. You can look into the Women and Children's Last, just researching the overworked Americans, kidding ourselves. You know, these are all titles of things and research that was done as it relates to the woman, her worth, and to discrimination of the children, the woman. There's also a book called Keeping Women and Children Last. You know, so it's a number of different things that have hard facts, you know, what's going on with the woman. And the reason why I said, well, you know, I'm just going to jump on here before I get started because, you know, I recently did a show called Artificial Intelligence about the mass manipulation of the mind's machinery, man-made manipulation. And it goes to the fact that I recently am in the process of gathering nomination signatures for two county seats. I simultaneously am running for attempting to run for the Milwaukee County Executive seat and the County Supervisor seat, District 10. But the media, being full aware of this, has only fed the people that I am running for the county executive seat. And so the people mind has, again, been manipulated, and the articles that are written are all based upon the puppet master. Whoever pulled that string to say, hey, this is what you report. You know, there was even some Twitter about Milwaukee Local, and I tweeted them and said, if you did independent research, you would note that I am running for both the county executive seat and the 10th district seat. Isn't it funny? Why don't they want the people to know? It's going to come out. But I think they want to make a image as if I'm running for county executive, then I'm going to run and go file papers for 10th district when it's not that way, when I file the papers all at the same time. So, you know, the mass manipulation, man-made, of the mind's machinery. And remember, the media is the strongest manipulator of the mind for the people, the masses. So, you know, that's how that relates to that, and that's why, you know, I wanted to touch base on that. But, you know, we just learned some facts. Women and children are subjected to a lot of discriminatory practices and treatment. And, change comes eventually, and change is in the process of happening. And change, you know, it's not going to wait on the status quo. You know, people are not going to believe the hype as it relates to a number of different situations and the discriminatory practices and the, you know, the genre. Now, shifting gears, because I don't want to be on here past an hour, I'm going to attempt not to be. I recently tentatively was accosted about interviewing this group that some people call radical, this new Black Panther Party. Now, after a long consideration and thought, you know, I just have to make a conscious decision that I'm not going to do that interview out of respect and integrity for you know, I don't want to say the game, because it wasn't a game. And this reason why I don't want to do this interview, first of all, let's talk about the Black Panthers, the original, true, authentic, genuine Black Panthers. We all have a right, human right, and a First Amendment right to work for change, to right to work for change. And the First Amendment of the United States Constitution protects the right of groups and individuals to advocate, petition, assemble, to accomplish changes in laws, governments, practices, and even in the form of government and political intelligence. Understanding what's going on in politics. But government political intelligence gathering is not supposed to interfere with these rights. Now, in 1966, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was founded by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. The name was shortened to Black Panther Party. It was shortened from the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense to the Black Panther Party. There are branches in New York, California, Chicago, Philadelphia, Denver, Omaha, Los Angeles, everywhere. It was branches everywhere. The Black Panther Party, they operated on a 10-point program. A 10-point program of rights and what was essential and what was necessary and what was needed. The 10-point program stated we want freedom. We want full employment for our people. We want an end to the robbery by the capitalists of our Black community. We want full employment for our people. Decent housing. We want decent housing. Fit for the shelter of human beings. We want education for our people that exposes the true nature of their decadence. Of the decadent American society. The 10-point program wanted Black men to be exempt from the military service based on the fact that Black people should not be forced to fight in the military service to defend a racist government that does not protect the people. So this is why the 10-point program stated it wanted Black men to be exempt from the military. They wanted an immediate end to the police brutality and murder of Black people. That still goes on today. Basically all of it. But they also wanted freedom for all Black men held in federal, state, county, and city prisons and jail because they had not received a fair and impartial trial. It goes back to what I said about the Constitution stating that you have to be duly convicted. And I asked the question, how many people have been duly convicted? If any at all. Do you understand the concept of dually? The 10-point program wanted all Black people who were brought to trial to be tried by a jury of their peers, their peer group, within their community, as defined by the Constitution. The 10-point program wanted land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, and peace. That was the major political objective. It was a 10-point program implemented, maintained, and struggled to be adhered to by the Black Panther Party. Now, I want to quote something that Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. said, and the reason why I'm even, you know, another reason that I made a decision was today is a birth of Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. And I have an abundance of respect for this brother, this young brother. Chairman Fred Hampton was assassinated 41 years ago in Chicago, and I had the honor and privilege to attend the recognition of that recently, a couple weeks ago. And I did pledge that I will be there every year. 41 years, Sister Akua, the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton and the mother of Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., they have for 41 years held this gathering. And people from all over the world came. And I was there when we had the street days honor and celebration of Chairman Fred Hampton's birth. And there was a person came from across the world to do a mural in honor of Chairman Fred Hampton. And this brother, Chairman Fred Hampton, was a phenomenal man. He gathered groups together of all nationalities to discuss the racial issues of what's going on. And in my opinion, racism is a mechanism, a tool to divert the people from the realities of issues that are affecting us all. You know, it's a profit for those who profit off of it. And the Black Panther Party was about self-defense, equality. And as Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. said, it's an organization that to this day the people possess an undying love for. An organization that the U.S. government has not forgotten. An organization that, like the legacies of Malcolm X and so many more, remain under attack. Attacks designed to either water them down, change their objectives, or straight out obliterate them from history. An attack that has been and shall be combated. This is the quote of Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and this is important because, you know, he also says structure stops a lot of bullshit, as well as enables you at least to identify the stateship, what the state has set up. Because, you know, you got these Asian provocateurs. They have this so much state resources to pull the people. And when I was first asked to do an interview with the New Black Panther Party, you know, I thought about when I went couple weeks ago to this recognition of the 41st anniversary of the assassination of Chairman Fred Hampton. And there was a man who said, "We're selling this book. It's about Chairman Fred." And Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., he just went off. I mean, and he went off so prolifically on this man about, you know, the fact of the matter that we let us have this day. You know, and the fact of the matter, this book has nothing to do with the original Black Panthers, and no one approached Sister Akua or him or those that were in the struggle as this book was being written or after it was done. And it's just watered down, incomplete at best. And so, this new Black Panther Party, thought about the power of persuasion. You know, improper titles, they equal warning signs. And my first thought, well, not initially right away, but as I sat back and pondered about signs of deceit. And what made me think about that is because I've had the honor and the privilege to associate and speak with and to learn the facts as it relates to the original Black Panthers. And I've studied the struggle. And, you know, there are so many that were killed as they tried to effectuate change. And how Chairman Fred Hampton was set up by the so-called comrade that was in the Black Panther Party, William O'Neill, that turned out to be a government informant, who was so radical, talked about, man, we need to have electric chairs to electrocute people that try to manipulate us, and this is what we need to do, and woo, woo, woo. And he slipped a powerful sleeping drug in Chairman Fred Hampton's Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid, and set him up to be assassinated, along with Defense Captain Mark Clark. And, you know, just that agent provocateur, that hype. And see, one of the tactics that's always used by informants and manipulators and those who try to detract from the truth is to tap into the emotions of the people to cause a reactive response and a strategic move in order to isolate their designated target. That is something that was said by Chairman Fred Hampton as well, Jr. You know, he talked about how the state has sent more agents his way than James Bond 007. He had more mics wired than the hip-hop concert. He was framed for a firebombing, which he did not do, but he was set up by Warren Gilbert. All throughout his incarceration, they had informants put in his cell. They sent him to his home over and over. They do it this day. And going back to the original Black Panther, because Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. is the head of the POCC, Prisoners of Conscious Community, and their work is very commendable. Waking up the conscious, those unconscious. You know, George Sams was used by the government, this so-called mentally deranged Black man, posing. He was posing as a member of the Black Panther Party. And he was used by authorities, federal authorities, to justify massive raids. So they create scenes just to go in and manipulate and infiltrate. So there's Malik Zulu Shabazz, Esquire, meaning he's a business, a corporation, someone's behind him. You know, he so-called founded this new nation of Black Panther Party. And I'm trying to figure out, why is it called the new Black Panther Party when his affiliation is with not Black Panthers? He never went to Sister Afeni Shakur, who original member of the Black Panther Party, who faced so many charges, who was incarcerated. She was an original Black Panther New York 21 political prisoner, the mother of Tupac Shakur. You know, and what you don't see now is the fact of the matter that there were white women in churches that bailed this sister out, but they revoked her bail. And she was pregnant with Tupac. She faced 156 counts. And I didn't know we had some things in common. She's a paralegal and a community activist. I didn't know that. You know, so recently I always just knew that she was very active. You know, I didn't know that she did paralegal work. I knew she was a community activist and different in her nature. You know, and I have a lot of love for her, and I love her son. I could tell you stories, but I won't. But, you know, she defended herself, represented herself, was found not guilty on 156 counts after they revoked her bail. And the beautiful thing about Afeni was the fact that, you know, she talked about when she raised her son. And it goes back to what this woman was talking about, our single mothers raising sissies. You know, it's just a plot and propaganda to believe that crap. And we all know that it's a bunch of bull. But, you know, Afeni talks about as Tupac was growing up, he did something wrong. She told him, well, independent black men don't do that. She taught him as he grew lessons. And she said she named him because he wanted him to know that he was part of a culture, not just a neighborhood. You know, she talked about, don't isolate me as a mother, because that it relieves ordinary people assuming important roles. We're all important. We all have a role in which we must assume that position. You know? And you know, going back to the New Black Panther Party, this Malik Zulu Shabazz, he had a strong affiliation with Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan wasn't a Black Panther. Louis Farrakhan is in the Nation of Islam. So why isn't this party called the New Nation of Islam Party? You know, what's up with that? There is no affiliation with the Black Panther Party. No one went and talked to the original members that are still alive or those that are still politically incarcerated, political prisoners, to even coincide or, you know, and I talked with someone recently about this just to verify that they never went and talked to the Black Panthers, the original Black Panthers, you know, the real Black Panthers, about the Black Panther Party. And I think that's disrespectful to the cause, because liberation is something that's real. You know, it's something that's really going on in a fight, you know, and I don't know what's really behind the new Black Panther Party. I know they talk about Jews and how they hate this and hate that, and that Black Panther Party wasn't doing that. The Black Panther Party was about liberation, equality, getting people together. They're the first party, the first people to get free meals for children. They had free medical care. You know, stress that the power is really with the people. They put a muzzle on Bobby Seale in court. The brother was so strong and powerful. They literally put, I mean, you cannot downplay these facts. You know, you got to respect, and honor the fight and the struggle that really occurred. You know, Chairman Fred Hampton, this brother was targeted at the age of 14, assassinated at 21. He was a highly educated brother, in and out the classroom. Mark Clark, as well. Working for unity, equality, a struggle. They weren't going around being radical, saying they hate somebody because of the color of their skin. They didn't do that. You You know, even Malcolm X was a straight A student in eighth grade. The only black in his class. He wasn't a Black Panther. But this new Black Panther Party that's associated with the Nation of Islam makes no mention. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, and I can't, I just made the conscious decision that I can't do this interview because, see, I'm not going to go into a war of words, and I understand that Malik Shabazz had some words with a black woman, a correspondent that was on a white media program, and he called her all type of names. It wouldn't even be going down like that, you know, as it relates to my show. But I'm just saying that I'm not for the hype. You know, I just don't think it's respectful to the cause and the legacy of the original Black Panther Party. There are so many that has been assassinated, and these people were never, ever held accountable. And it will be a respectful thing if the new Black Panther Party, quote unquote, the new Black Panther Party, will go and seek justice and petition that these people be put on trial for the assassination of those who were within a party of defense. Yeah, government people that help organize the Ku Klux Klan. You don't hear new Ku Klux Klan parties. And I'm not making light of a situation. I'm just saying there's a lack of human dignity. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I mean, even the Ku Klux Klan, as long as they don't put their hands on nobody. You know, people put the hood on, the Klan hood, you know. You can get people easily go put on a black mask and stand face to face with a Klan. Take off the hood, take off the mask. There's a lot of professionals underneath those hoods, too. Judges. I remember a story about these young black girls were killed in a Chicago fire because it's come to find out that the firefighters were Klansmen. You know, and I personally, you know, I have a lot of love for firefighters. I like firefighters because, unlike police, they go in to save people. Like I said, racism is a covert survival mechanism. You know, and, you know, it's designed to distract and distort from the realities of that affects all. It really is. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And I just think that it's not beneficial to engage in an interview. And I feel good making that decision, you know, because the new Black Panther Party doesn't have any association with the original Black Panther at all. At all. It's not designed to see that those who assassinated members of the Black Panther Party are held to justice or different things of that nature. It's like, you know, being in disguise for an ulterior motive. And to those, as I thought about that, I went to direct sources and I had a conversation just to affirm that I'm not jumping overboard. Like, you all, I mean, has the new Black Panther Party ever talked to you? No. Has the new Black Panther ever? No. So I'm like, you know, and what is your opinion? And so I'm pretty certain that there is no association. So why? Is there an attempt to use a name of a struggle? Remember, COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program of the government. See, the frame-ups, assassinations, false imprisonments, all type of propaganda and state slander set up against the Black Panthers, their main target. The reason why they were even so-called put together, COINTELPRO, which they has been dismantled. No, I think it's been upgraded. Anybody in their right mind know what's up. You got COs, correctional officers, playing a role as police. I mean, playing a role as rap stars. This is all, you know, it's in-depth. There's a Black comedian who's highly intelligent. I love the brother. And, you know, he's been targeted left and right recently, and his parents, Black Panther member. I remember Tupac before he was a rapper. His mother, Black Panther activist. You know, it's so many people associated with a struggle as it relates to the Black Panther. And they are still under attack. And they wanted freedom, equality, justice. You know, I think it's very, very, you know, if the new Black Panther Party, you know, would research and every year, you know, every year they go, they shoot up. People actually shoot the tombstone, head tombstone of Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. The new Black Panther Party, how many times have they went on that day to guard that tombstone, to see who it is trying to shoot it up? There is no association with the original Black Panther Party. You know, and I have respect, a lot of respect for this party. You know, hearing how Sister Akua spoke recently about this woman, this sister, this true queen was almost killed in a barrage of gunfire as they shot up Chairman Fred Hampton and Mark Clark. And then the Attorney General falsified a false investigation. Same thing they do in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, as relates to the victims, the true victims. You know, and she gave the account of what really happened. And as she was talking, we stood in front of the apartment in which the assassination took place. And the birds, as we were talking about Chairman Fred Hampton, the birds flew out of nowhere so low, scared me, because it flew directly over my head, almost touched my hair. And this was kind of scary. But it was also powerful. The way these birds just flew. And I forgot the type of bird they were. But she was giving an account of what happened, you know. We got to respect that. Because there's not too many people, you know, like Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. was saying, and I often say as well about people that talk all that felony conversation but wouldn't commit a misdemeanor. It's people out here that put their lives on the line. These were young black men who served. Wasn't gang banging. And let's talk about why the Black Panther Party even was put together in response to racism and injustice. It was an effect as it relates to a cause. Cause and effect, the cause, and this was the effect. You know, and so it's always a struggle. Life is a struggle. And I just think that out of respect, I cannot I can't even do that interview, you know. It's not right. It's not my place to do it. And I have respect for the legacy of the Black Panther Party and the struggles and what happened. And because the fact of the matter is there is no association with the new Black Panther and the Black Panther Party, and it's two opposite ways of what's going on. You know, it's two opposite messages that happen. So I can't do that, you know. But what I can say is that I'm content with that decision, you know. So that interview will not be taking place. Again, let me wrap up my show. Talking about a woman's worth and different things of that nature and the value of a woman and literally and her hard work, you know, and hard work of all those. Anybody that's working hard to liberate themselves, to make a way. I got respect for men I see picking up cans with their buggies, you know. At least they ain't out here flipping birds. You know, they go get these cans crushed and turn into them. So do whatever you got to do. To stay free. Free your mind, yourself, your body, your spirit. Don't believe the hype. You know, and always try to strive for what's right. And like I said, like that song said in the show I did before, Dr. King said, what's right might not always be what's popular. You know? So but do the right thing. You know, and I'm gonna end the show how I began about a woman's work. Thank you.